Welcome to The Secrets of Success. By following the proven techniques of the guests who appear on this series, you'll learn that even successful people run into detours and failures, and how you can apply their success techniques to change your life.
You're now listening to the most unique show on radio, the show dedicated to making you a success. What do horses and success have in common? Let's ask Mindy Chernoff. Mindy, thanks for being with us today.
Great to be with you today, Bill.
Now, Mindy, how did you get involved with horses?
I have been involved since a very young age, Bill. I started my first horse show. I was 5 years old. There were four kids in the class. I got second, and the reason I got second instead of first is they asked us to make a circle to the right, and I didn't know the difference between my right and my left. So I go way back with horses.
So they certainly helped you become successful, because I'm sure now you know right and left.
You know what? That's it. We're done. The show's over.
Show's over. We can keep it short and sweet and to the point. Now, Mindy, that's we all like them as pets, and we see them as we're growing up, you know, the ponies, etc. But at what point did you actually realize their role in self-development and success for people?
I think that, you know, well, the official time would have been in my early adulthood when I was going through challenging times, and I started relying on them more and more for a place, a haven, a place to slow down, a place to notice. You know, when you're with horses, Bill, you do mundane things over and over again. And in that gives you a chance to stay present, to be in the moment, to allow your mind. You know, researchers have shown us that when we are doing simple mundane tasks, that's a time for our brain to rest and rejuvenate. And I think without knowing it, all those years when I was cleaning horse stalls and starting from 8 years old all the way through high school, part of college, I didn't realize I was training my brain to have neural pathways for openness, for curiosity, for compassion, for non-judgment, because horses are masters of non-judgment. And when we're around them, the energy of their heart is so large, their energy field, that we literally become satiated when we're around it.
Now, you say horses are masters of non-predatory power.
Right.
What does that mean, really?
Okay, it's a mouthful. So what it means is we know horses are really powerful animals, right? That's a given. But they use their power in non-predatory ways. They don't have big claws. They don't have big teeth. That's a predator. Because they don't have that, they have to be attuned to one another, their herd mates, in a way that they can alert them. Let's say, you know, centuries ago, you had a herd of horses and there was a lion in the bush. They would let their herd mates know with the blink of an eye, the flick of an ear, or the swish of a tail, nonverbal language, intuitive language, that lion was in the bush, and we've got to flee. And they would flee. So what does that have to do with us? Well, it's very simple. We are under stress in so many different ways. We're assaulted externally, internally. When we can notice how horses live, it can transform how we can live.
Now, Mindy, as I said to you before the show, someone might be listening and saying, yeah, but horses are really nice. We all like them. And, you know, if I walk by a farm, I'll pet them or say nice horsey or something. But at least in my role as a producer of the show and the host of the show,
sure,
I have come across so many between books, articles,
yes,
people contact me. The role that horses are playing, it seems all of a sudden, it's almost like the internet when it sprung up. Horses have gone up in society, the ratings and what they do for people. So it's not just you, because you might be someone who just loves horses and that's
right,
fine. But as I said to you, I'm getting either information every month or a letter or an email,
yeah,
from someone telling me about the role of horses. So it's not just someone who has to be a horse lover. they really do have a role in society. They're helping people in many ways, and we're going to find out more and more from you today how they do this.
There's documentation, Bill, in so many different ways. Now, you know the saying, when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. But I have to tell you, it almost seems that that's the case with horses. I have a practice outside of Philadelphia where people come to me and we partner with the horses. And so the question is, who comes to me? From a 10-year-old on the spectrum, on the autism spectrum, who is needing to connect more, to a teenage girl that wants to make her way in the world without being bullied, to a mom who's trying to deal with her children that are challenging, to an executive who wants to be able to lead effectively and in a way with tools of compassion, mindfulness, and hope. Horses can speak to every single demographic. Wounded warriors, people that are suffering. 25 years ago, Bill, before the Resonant Horse was up and running, I did a post-abortion workshop with women. Because no matter who you are, when you come into their environment and you're met with somebody who is skilled and is able to notice, you can connect. There's exercises you can do that will inform your life. Horses are mirrors of us.
Now,
if we're really, really nervous and you come up to a horse, the horse is going to respond. So you have an in-the-moment, almost like, you know, everybody wants instant gratification, right? You have an in-the-moment response. You can see that there might be some nervousness in that horse. So that informs you with no judgment. This isn't a time for you to say, oh, I'm so nervous, I'm blowing it. This is a time for you to say, oh, what can I do to calm myself?
Now, Mindy, you mentioned something about, and I just want you to explain to our audience.
Sure.
You talked about the Resonant Horse. Tell us what that is. That's your company, isn't
it? That is my company, the Resonant Horse. And basically, it has evolved out of my life and my experience with horses. I also have quite a bit of professional training. And what I do is I partner with the horses. So I have people that come to my farm. I offer workshops every month. I have one-on-one sessions with clients. And I also, because I have a dual master's in spiritual direction, I also offer retreats, silent retreats, guided retreats. I pretty much, Bill, it's simple. I pretty much say yes to people that want to come and have their lives transformed. And I am so humbled and grateful because every day, I have the privilege and the honor to see lives changed by these magnificent animals and such incredible teachers.
And Mindy, I think as someone's hearing this now, they might be saying, wait a minute, I was going to shut that show off, but this might apply to my daughter, my sister, my cousin, the neighbor down the street. They're going to find many different roles for horses, and obviously it's working, and we've seen it,
yes.
Can tell you here at the station, many different people coming to us about it,
yes.
Talking about programs. Now, where is yours based if someone is looking?
I'm right outside of Philadelphia.
You are, so you're in the local area.
So people can come on site, they can go to my website, the Resonant Horse, R-E-S-O-N-A-N-T, horse.com. I also recently, within the past few months, gave a TEDx talk. So you can access that TEDx talk. It's very easy to do that online on YouTube. And I also do phone sessions. So, you know, I have had people that have come as far away from England and the Czech Republic, but not everybody can come here. So I can do a phone session with you. You can call me. I can have clients over the phone that will contact me. And here's the deal, Bill. Whatever the lens is, whatever the suffering, I'm a firm believer that when we're suffering and when we're having difficulties, we need to feel felt. And that's a gift the horses offer us. They're present, they're in the moment, and they aid us in feeling.
Now, you mentioned about that, how the horses help us in the moment.
Yes.
Can you take us a little bit more through that? Like, what's different about the horse or the dog? We always think of the nice, you know, our dog at home jumps in our lap, he's our companion, maybe a cat. What is it about the horse that helps us get in the moment?
Well, I think, you you know, first, in speaking of dogs and cats, they do the same thing. There's no doubt about it that they have mirror neurons. When they're in a satiated state, it affects our heart rate. That's why there's so much pet therapy today. But the difference with horses, Bill, is they're 1,250 pounds. And so when you have that kind of very large energy that is so calm and is so soft and is so kind, it impacts us on a very deep level, almost a visceral level, very deep. And it's powerful, and it lingers, and it stays with you. It's not like you have this feeling and then it just goes. But you can revisit it. You can come back to that. I have people that come to the farm, and, you know, they might not be able to get back for months and months. But they can bring themselves back to how that horse made them feel, and they can go back to that place of stillness and quiet. I mean, just to watch a horse as they live and as they move and as they linger. Horses only respond appropriately. They never overdo. You know, if let's say there's two piles of hay and three horses, okay? This is a piece of the nonverbal, you know, that they offer. And in a herd of horses, just like with dogs are packs, but horses always have an alpha. So you could have, you know, three horses and two piles of hay, and one of those horses is going to move another horse over. They don't do it with drama, Bill. They don't raise a stink. They don't, you know, fly at them. They just, with a flick of their ear or their eye or the shake of a head, and the other horse moves over. And then, you know what happens? They do something really, really incredible, Bill. They let go. They don't hold on to it. Right there is such a lesson for us in letting go.
That really is, because I think that's the one as humans we all, if someone cuts me off, I'm not saying myself personally, but, you know, people drive 2-3 miles just to get the opportunity to cut them back off. And, hey, what have you done? I mean, you probably passed your exit in doing this.
One of the things that we see with horses, I see this a lot with adults, and I see it with children that have, you know, multiple diagnoses. And I don't get into a lot of the diagnoses. I don't need to, because the horses inform me. But what we see that happens, Bill, is we are such a reactive society. We react quickly and swiftly, and horses allow us to pause. And that is what is so beautiful about that. Because if we, you know, Viktor Frankl has a quote, I have it on my business card, in between the stimulus and response is a pause, and in that pause is your freedom and your power. Horses help us to pause. And by the way, I guess I should clarify, you know, the work that I do with the resonant horse, it's not mounted. You don't have to ride. I do have some students that ride, but most of my work is unmounted, is done in an environment with the horse. The horse is in the aisle or in the stall or in a small pen where he's walking around you. This work is all unmounted.
So if I'm a child or if I'm someone getting over an injury or an older person who might have gone through a difficult medical situation,
yes,
I don't have to worry about the saying, wait, I'm afraid of horses because they are very big and I'm fragile, etc. That's not going to be an issue.
Well, here's the deal. That depends on the client, Bill. I mean, I love it when people come to me and say they're scared, because as long as they can acknowledge what they're feeling and if they're able to be open and curious, well, then the horse and I can work on that. When they show up and they say, and they don't say they're scared, that's when it's difficult. But if somebody says, you know, Mindy, I really have a lot of fear, that's wonderful. Let's start. Let's not get up close. Let's look at the horse. Let's watch the horse. You know, I teach them how we know this horse is happy, certain things that the horse is doing. So when they notice, oh, he's dropping his head, oh, he's licking his lips, when a horse licks his lips, that's a sign of satiation and comfort. When a horse is standing perfectly still, oftentimes that's a sign of comfort. And then I encourage them to connect any way they can. It might mean touch the horse. It might mean their hand is 3 inches from the horse. It might mean brushing the horse. It might mean walking around the horse. And before you know it, They are connecting. And what happens when we connect? Fear dissipates.
Mindy, we want to find out more about horses and how they can help us in our life and to become more successful. But at this point in the show, we like to remind our listeners that you're listening to The Secrets of Success. My name is Bill Horan. The show is produced at WHPC, 90.3 FM at Nassau Community College. We'll be right back after this brief intermission.
Do you want to gain access to high-quality and affordable education from the comfort of your own location? You can create a flexible schedule for your busy lifestyle. Distance Education at Nassau Community College offers online courses available 24/7 that you can access anytime, anywhere. Online classes use the latest technologies and web-based resources. Learning is achieved both independently and collaboratively through discussion forums, group projects, and real-time chats. Online learning is both exciting and rewarding. Registration is currently taking place. For more information, email the Distance Education Department at distance.ed@ncc.edu. Make online courses a part of your educational life. This message was brought to you by WHPC 90.3, the radio voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Secrets of Success. I'm your host, Bill Horan, and today we're speaking with Mindy Chernoff and finding out more and more how horses can be helpful to us in our journey to success and also recovery from injuries and diseases, and also about Mindy's company, The Resonant Horse. Mindy, just for people who may have not caught the whole show,
sure.
We think of horses and, okay, that's interesting, we're learning about animals, et cetera,
right.
But you work with horses, with wounded soldiers, if I'm correct, with children, people who are stressed out, people who have autism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were talking before the show, even medical schools are now sending doctors as part of their training to work with horses because of the, I don't know if you'd call it the subtle communication.
You know what it is? Yes, I think you do call it that.
Okay.
You call it the soft skills. And here's the deal, Bill. Whether you're an executive, whether you're a medical doctor, when you have spent years of study, maybe you're a lawyer, years of study, where you are focusing on these skills to become the best lawyer, doctor, executive you can be, sometimes some things fall by the wayside. And that's why I'm so thrilled to see that, yes, indeed, medical associations are learning to partner with horses because horses allow us to focus on the soft skills. What are soft skills? So the soft skills are skills like listening and noticing and not reacting. And they are so sorely needed. And a lot of this is nonverbal. You know, researchers have said that 80% of our learning is nonverbal. That's a really high percentage. And my guess is that 80% is not what the doctors and the lawyers and the executives are learning. But when we're around the horses, because they're masters of the nonverbal, we can learn. Our lives can be informed. I've had executives, one of the top executive training programs in the world, come out because they wanted to enlarge their understanding of emotional intelligence. This was the place to do it. We did team building. We did task building. It was beautiful with the horses.
You know, Mindy, I think this is so important to people. I want to remind our audience that if you're listening to the show and you say, oh, you know, maybe this isn't important to me, or I don't care about this, or I'm not going to work with a horse for whatever reason.
Right.
You may have a friend. You may have a person who's coming back from the military. You may have a small child. And you're, when I say you, meaning friend or a friend of the friend or someone you come across, take the information down. Just put it on a card, put it in your wallet, because someday you're going to hear this and go, who was that lady on the show?
Right.
What was her name? Well, her name is Mindy Chernoff, but you're probably going to forget it 3 or 4 weeks from now. And this may be just what that person needs.
You could be suffering. You could be stuck. Bill, there's so many of us today, middle-aged women. You know, the kids are grown, or they're in a different phase of their life. I have a huge demographic, Bill, with middle-aged women that are really trying, you know, what do I want to do when I grow up? And it's not like the horses are the easy answer, but they inform us. And if we're able to be open and curious and non-judgmental, which is how they live, our life can be transformed because of that.
Now, Mindy, I talked to you before when we were prepping for the show. You had informed me about a story, and I'll start it, and I want you to tell us more about
sure.
it. I think the horse and the handler or somebody was walking, and the handler knew that something was going to happen, like an umbrella
yes.
opening or a briefcase dropping, something that would make most of us,
yes.
you know, not hurt us, but jerk back a little bit.
Right.
Can you fill us in on that?
I'd be glad to elaborate. So there's a Swedish study was done a few years ago, 27 horses, and some were riding, being ridden, some were being led. They hooked the horses and the humans and the handlers or the riders up to monitors, heart rate, blood pressure, the usual. They rode or walked, and when they got to a certain point, they were told, the handler or the rider was told, around the corner or a little further down, we're going to open an umbrella. Now, they didn't open the umbrella because you might not know, but, you know, umbrellas and horses don't necessarily mix. You're taking something that's a stick, and then all of a sudden you open it up. So the handler or the rider would know, that's not a wise thing. My horse isn't going to like it, and, of course, I'm scared. So here's what happened. Of course, the handler or the rider's heart rate and blood pressure went up. That would make sense. But here's what they found in this study. The horse's heart rate and blood pressure went up as well. And horses don't know the word umbrella. That's not what this was about. That's the mirror neurons that I talked about. That's the horse being so attuned and sensitive to us that they actually had a visceral, physiological reaction. Amazing.
That really is. That's so they kind of pick up our vibes or our emotions? Is that what's happening?
Absolutely. They do more than that. They take it up, they pick it up, and they really feel it within their body in a way that it changes them. Now, it works both ways, because when I said that you know, horses are very calming, when you walk into a lot of barns, you almost do feel calm. Now, there's a lot of barns that have drama, but we're not speaking towards that. We're speaking to the barns where people are really intentional about partnering with the horses. And even just walking in a barn, you're feeling calm. You're feeling satiated. And as you're interacting with the horse, because they're coming from a place of calmness, you get calm. Your heart rate lowers. Your blood pressure lowers. You get calmer. You know, when we're calm and not in a high-stress state, we can make decisions. We can have choices. You know, it's when we're under stress, when we're looking at life with a really narrow frame. Horses see life. You know, they can see almost 360 degrees around them, and that works for them really well. That's how they live, unless they're threatened by something. And then they go from that really wide range to a narrow, tiny range, because they have to focus on that object, because they have to know if they have to flee. In that instant, heart rate rises, blood pressure rises. That's how we live, too. When we're under stress, our heart rate rises, our blood pressure rises. But here's the big defining difference between horses and us. Horses, when the stressor is over, will go back to a calm, satiated state. We, as humans, often have a very difficult time letting go of that stress, being in a place of contentment, having enough things in our life that allow us the place to pause and to be still and to notice. This is what mindfulness meditation is about. This is what contemplative prayer is about. It's about interrupting our life so we can pause.
Mindy, I think this is so important, and we often think of success as how much more money can I make or can I get a promotion. That may happen here, but even more important, someone who may be coming back as a wounded policeman
yes.
or a soldier who's been
yes.
In the battlefield, the child with autism, the older person, we want to make sure people get this information down. The company is called The Resonant Horse, and where is it located?
outside of Philadelphia.
Okay. Give us the website where we can find
the
out more information.
The website is very simple. It's lowercase, all running together, theresonanthorse.com, R-E-S-O-N-A-N-T.
And today we're talking to the boss of the Resonant Horse,
yes.
Mindy Chernoff, C-H-E-R-N-O-F-F. So if this applies to someone, or even if you don't know, you may want to write that down, because in a couple of weeks you're going to be talking to someone at a party and say, oh, what was that show? Who was that lady? What was that company? It's the Resonant Horse, our guest, Mindy Chernoff. Mindy, can you give us a brief overview? What would a workshop that you hold be like if someone comes in?
So the workshops are day-long. I do have a special, a very unusual one, in September, and that's also on my website, where I'm partnering with a woman who does mosaics, one of the best mosaic artists in the world. So we're calling it Four Hooves and Broken Glass, how we can be led to a whole life. And that's a two-day workshop where we partner with the horses one day, and then we do mosaics the next. But characteristically, the workshops are one day long, and you come, and we do exercises with horses. We do exercises with ourselves. Just kind of, we sort of already talked about what the workshop does, Bill, because it's about noticing, and it's about connecting with the horses. And by the end of the day, we do exercises that build upon one another, and there's lunchtime and snack time and break time, because you have people from all different demographics and all over the world, so this is not meant to be rushed. This is the time to slow down, because you're giving yourself a whole day to honor yourself. And by the end of the day, you are connecting with the horse, Bill, in such a beautiful, profound way that people are often brought to stillness and silence. Like, there's no words for it.
Mindy, we want to thank you. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, but again, we want our audience to know. If you want to know more, go to that website. The company is The Resonant Horse. Our guest, Mindy Chernoff, C-H-E-R-N-O-F-F. Mindy, thanks so much for being with us today. We'd like to remind our audience, you've been listening to The Secrets of Success on WHPC 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Bill Horan, asking you to please join us again next week at the same time, when we'll continue our journey to success.